Most people out there that are not marketers don't even understand. But we as marketers, it's a responsibility. If you're running a marketing department, if you're administering ads for your business yourself, or if you have a marketing team, if you understand that, it's going to become all more clear for you and for your business to be able to keep on moving forward and grow and scale.
Welcome to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM. Go ahead and hit subscribe to stay up to date on the best social marketing tips out there. Today's episode title is How Digital Audiences Can Help Grow Your Business. There are a lot of people consuming content on social media every day, but what those people don't know is that we, as marketers, have access to the types of content they're watching, how long they're watching, and whether or not they're engaging with our content. But now that you're armed with this information, what can you do with it? Build digital audiences. Digital Facebook audiences, to be exact. That way you can continue to put your brand or business in front of these audiences whenever you want. In this podcast, Manuel will tell you more about where you can get these audiences and how you can use them. Check it out.
All right, so there's a lot of people that are consuming content on social media every single day. What these people don't know is that we are actually able to see the data as to what they're doing on these platforms. If somebody's watching a video, we know that. If somebody's watching 50% of that video, we also know that. If somebody is just browsing through and never purchasing a product and they just window shop and they go to websites and don't buy, we have that data too. We have access to that data. Of course, it is at a macro level, meaning that I don't know exactly if Mary Thomas purchased something from me. I know that a group of people, maybe a cohort of people, 1,000 people that Facebook is giving me this data are not purchasing products. And I know this other group of people that are 1,000 people maybe are purchasing these products. This is data that I have access to. So it's important to understand that Facebook's entire world is built on this data. If somebody has messaged a page, we have that data. If somebody has engaged with a page, that data is available for us to utilize. If they engage on Instagram, if they watch a video on the recent and upcoming Instagram TV platform, we have that data. All of that information is saved, and you, as a marketer, as a small business, you can utilize that data for your retargeting. This is very important because if you ask me what has been the number one most successful strategy that you've incorporated over the years, by now, 2021, as I'm recording this right now, after all that we've done, me being in charge, the CEO of a marketing agency that handles incredible and incredible brands left and right, some big ones, some medium sized, some smaller ones, all the things that we've done over the years, I will tell you the same thing. Building audiences on social media that I can retarget, establishing relationships that I can continue to put messages in front of them has been the crucial factor to our expansion. So the world of digital audiences on Facebook, to no small extent, determine your success on these platforms. Some people ask me, Manuel, but I have seen that a lot of people fail at Facebook and they try to do Facebook advertising and they don't succeed on it. I believe Facebook is not going to work for everybody. And what I say to them is very simple. If people are failing, it's not Facebook that failed. They failed at figuring out how to use the platform. And the number one common denominator that I find in all of the failures that I have researched over the years is this one right here. People are not building their digital audiences on Facebook. This is something that most people out there that are not marketers don't even understand. But we as marketers, it's a responsibility. If you're running a marketing department, if you're administering ads for your business yourself, or if you have a marketing team, if you understand that, it's going to become all more clear for you and for your business to be able to keep on moving forward and grow and scale. So I'm going to go over these different types of audiences, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about them so you can start getting a grasp about what these audiences are and how you can create them and start building retargeting ads that communicate to these people, again, after they see your first message, your first video, they message your page for the first time, visit your website, and so on. There's many, many different audiences, but these ones are the main ones. You have, for example, engaged fans. What does that mean? Anybody that is liking your post, liking your page, interacting with your page, commenting, whether that's on the ads, on the organic posting that you will have going on your Facebook page, these ones are your engaged fans. If somebody clicks on an ad, the call to action, or if they click on a like, or they put a comment on it, these people are engaged. These audiences are immediately available for you to use and reuse over again for a certain amount of time. And I'm gonna break that down for you guys in a second. Message page, this is another audience. If you, for example, have a channel, Messenger channel, let's say, for example, that you're into ManyChat, and you know ManyChat, by the way, is a platform for messenger marketing that you can build flows and conversations and what they like to call bots. If you have a Messenger channel and you use something like ManyChat, there's other platforms, like, for example, there's like Opesta, and then there's like Chatmatic and Mobile Monkey, I think it's called. There's many platforms out there that allow you to build conversations on Messenger. When somebody sends you a message on a Facebook page to your Messenger channel, that data is accessible to you, and you can send them another message, another video, another communication. You can do many things on both Facebook and Instagram, because remember, Facebook owns Instagram. These platforms all are part of the same world, and they help each other out. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp is basically a family of Facebook apps. Instagram Engage. This is something that I have seen a lot of people make a mistake in. I have personally dealt with big brands and big personal brands that I'm not going to name right here, that they have had their Instagram profile incorrectly set up. Let me give you an example. On Instagram, there's three types of accounts that you can have. You can have a personal profile. It's not a business, right? It's a personal profile. You can have a creator profile, which is meant for influencers, and you can have a business profile. And this is something that you can easily adjust on your settings. If you have a creator profile, it has a couple of different little features that supposedly are going to be better. My response to you and my comment is that if you have a business and you have products to sell, please cancel that right now. You are not a creator, you are a business. Even if you're a creator, keep in mind that you still have a business, and your purpose to capturing attention with your personal brand is to generate an income. Therefore, you need a business profile. Why am I saying that? Because as of right now, as I'm recording this in 2021, January, you still do not have the ability to build audiences of people that are consuming your videos on Instagram TV if you don't have a business account. Instagram TV is an up-and-coming and very powerful platform, and it is important for you to be able to position your content there and get people to see your content, which is videos up to 10 minutes in length. Or if you have a bigger channel, let's say that you have over 10,000 followers, like myself, you can upload videos up to 60 minutes in length from your computer, not from your cell phone. But if you don't have the profile created as a business account, you will not be able to create these audiences. Facebook video watchers, my favorite audience of all time, what I consider to be the single most important factor to the success of all my marketing campaigns over the years is accumulating Facebook video watchers. People that are consuming our video content. I have had the honor, the pleasure of working with incredible people that have incredible content and that are, should we call them, unicorns in the content world. Damon John, the People's Shark. I get to work with him every day with his brand and his message. My father, Frank Suarez, over 3 million subscribers on YouTube. Dr. Eric Berg, over 4 million subscribers on YouTube. Chick Corea, a musician legend, one of the best artists in the world. They have all products to sell. When people consume their videos on Facebook or Instagram, I have the ability to retarget these people. And this world becomes a very big world because every single one of these audiences could be broken down into many individual audiences. So Facebook video watchers is my personal favorite audience. I put content out there videos out there that provide value, like this one right here. I could put this out on Facebook. If it gives value to you, you will consume it. You're going to have a certain credibility about who I am and what I do, especially if you're able to implement some of these knowledge pieces and see some results, you're going to start believing in me. So if in the future I retarget you with an ad, you are more likely to pay attention to that ad. Maybe you get interested in the next level of engagement with me, joining my agency here at AGM Marketing, or maybe you want to be a part of my student list and get deeper knowledge on the world of social media marketing in these platforms. No matter what, video content allows me to put my knowledge in front of you so I can show you that I have something of value that you might be interested in, and that allows me to continue to retarget you along the way. I'm going to give you specific examples in a little bit. So another one is website visitors. Website visitors, as you know, this is a very important strategy. People promote their websites, whether you have a blog or a Shopify site, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, Magento, WordPress, a Wix channel. No matter what it is, if you put a pixel tracking code on it, if you don't know what it is, I have other videos on that subject. Just search for pixel code, Manuel Suarez, pixel, Manuel Suarez, and you should be able to find some of these videos out there. If not, send me a text message with your question, 813-212-2196. If you have a pixel code installed on your website, Facebook gets the data as to what's happening on your website. They get very detailed data as to every single visitor, whether they are watching 25% of the, whether they are the top 25% of the visitors to the website, whether they're purchasing, they're engaging with the blogs, they're only scrolling through and not purchasing anything. All that data is available for you to use in your marketing. Website visitors is a big one. Retargeting your website visitors, especially your website purchasers. It's been told over and over again over the years that it is 7 times more likely that you can get a customer to buy again from you than get a brand new customer to purchase from you for the first time. It is 7 times easier to get an existing customer, client, to go back and purchase something from you again. So from the purchasers, you can get that data there and keep on retargeting them and building that line. Customer list. A lot of people don't know this. You can actually have a list of emails and phone numbers, and you can upload that directly to the Facebook Business Manager. And by doing that, Facebook locates these people on social media and you can retarget them. These are digital audiences on Facebook. 70% of the people in the United States have a Facebook account. Over 60% have an Instagram profile. It's only growing every day. No matter what they say, no matter what scandals, no matter what issues happen over the years, they keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you could say that Facebook has won the attention game. And it is our job to figure out how to ride these waves, not try to come up with our own waves along the way. So you want to make sure that you do everything that you can to position your brand, your business, yourself in that wave that is going forward with or without you. All right. These are the digital audiences on Facebook. I'm going to show you guys inside one of our ad accounts, the Business Manager. If you want to access this right here, all you got to do is go to business.facebook.com. And in this place right here, you will see that there's a section. If you go to the drop-down menu over here, one of them is called Audiences. This one right here. Once you click on that one right there, it opens up this section here, which is the section of the Business Manager that allows you to build these audiences in there. So for example, in here, I'm gonna close this message here and open this thing up a little bit wider here. In here, I'm gonna have the ability to look at all these people that are on my list. There's basically 3 types of audiences on Facebook, and that's it, no more, 3. What they call custom audiences, which is your data. I'm going to show you guys all the custom audiences here. If I click over here and I go to custom audience, right? I'm inside the Facebook Business Manager. You guys all have access to this data. It's free. You don't have to pay a penny to access that data. You can just simply create your account and start getting set up and start getting familiar with it. And once you start advertising, you will be able to start accumulating that data right here and have access to it, just like I'm showing you guys right now. So you can see here, my custom audiences is my data. People that visit my website, people that engage with my app, my customer list, people that purchase my products offline. Now, in order to have that set up, you have to grab your offline list of customers and upload it to Facebook and set up what they call offline events. That's very easy to set up, just a few steps, and you can actually know that if your Facebook ads are actually helping you get sales offline, if you set that up. Instagram profile account, events, leads on Facebook, video, these are the custom audiences. That is one of the audiences. The other audience over here that you can create is what they call the lookalike audience. The lookalike audience, what you can do with this audience right here, this one right here, is that you can actually ask Facebook to help you find customers like your customers, prospects like your customers. You can give Facebook the list of your top 1,000 customers and say, Facebook, can you help me find people like this? And they'll come back and they'll give you the top 1% of people that look like them based on certain characteristics that you're giving them. No matter what that is, you can have a list of your top 25% most engaged website visitors, your best video watchers, the ones that consume your videos up to 100%. Many options, and you can create a lookalike audience. And the other audience that you have here is what Facebook calls the core audience. So you got custom audience, which is your data. You got lookalike audience, which is people that look like the people from your data. And then you have that last one, which is called core audience, which is Facebook's data. Facebook's data is basically the information that they've accumulated about the people that are using the platform every single day. Interest information, activity on other websites, demographics that they have about the individuals that they willingly given to Facebook. That data, you also have access to it.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.